Beer aficionados have discovered and fallen in love with Vermont beer. That's not surprising, with so many talented and award-winning brewers in the state making world-class IPAs and lagers and ales. But getting the beer from their breweries to your glass, that can be complicated. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at what lawmakers are trying to do to update Vermont's craft beer distribution law.
It's delivery day at the Upper Pass Beer Company in South Royalton, and co-owner Andy Puchalik is hauling cases and kegs of his beer into a rent-a-van.
Well, we've had this thing pretty loaded down. It's just the kegs are harder to squeeze in. They don't stack as easy.
Upper Pass makes that hazy, hop-forward Vermont beer that's so popular now. And as the business grew, Puchalik says he and his partner had to figure out a way to get his beer to thirsty consumers around the state.
We came pretty close to signing with a distributor because, you know, you're kind of at the fork in the road where you decide, you know, do we get another truck? Do we build a bigger cooler? Do we hire another employee? And those are tough decisions to make.
Upper Pass delivers its own beer, and the company doesn't work with the distributor. Puchalik says it gives him more control over quality and helps build one-on-one relationships with his customers. But he also says Vermont's beer distribution law, which doesn't let craft breweries get out of long-term contracts with the distributors, weighed into his decision.
There's about a year where you can break up with each other, and a distributor can choose to release a brewery, but you're basically you're locked with them. So we didn't want to necessarily tie in with somebody for a long-term thing. So that definitely drove our thinking.
The Vermont Senate this week approved a House bill that tries to level the playing field between distributors and Vermont's small craft breweries.
This is a Free the Brewers bill.
Joey Donovan is a Democratic representative from Burlington, and she's one of the sponsors of the craft brewery bill.
Let them have some choice. They're small business people. They're growing. Let's free them.
Donovan says lawmakers listened to the arguments from both sides, from the brewers who said they wanted more power to negotiate terms of their contracts, and from the distributors who argued the current system was fair. In the end, neither side seems happy. Under the proposed rules, small craft brewers will be able to get out of a contract. But they'll have to pay to do so, and the law won't kick in for another 4 years. And craft brewers are unhappy at the brewing capacity cutoff that might shut out some of the larger craft brewers. Dave Farrell is president of Farrell Distributing, and he says the distributors didn't want to see any of the changes at all.
We don't like the legislation. We didn't like the bill, due in part just because we think it's a solution looking for a problem that we don't think exists.
Farrell says Vermont's craft beer business has become so successful, in part due to the partnerships the distributors and brewers have built over the past decade or so. And he says the new law could jeopardize the consumers' options and the breweries themselves.
You know, we've got nothing but positives to say about our relationships with our brewers. This type of legislation distracts us from the core mission about selling more beer and making more beer available to the consumers and retailers that we try to serve every day. And we think that's been done very, very well for very long, and we just don't think this legislation is necessary.
Under the new rules, any craft breweries that want to sign a contract with a distributor will have rights and powers to negotiate a long-term deal. Craft brewers that are currently working with distributors will be able to leave, but the law won't go into effect until 2022. And they'll have to pay a percentage of their sales to leave a distributor. Farrell says the distributors invest time and money into building brands, and if a craft brewery wants to leave, the distributor should get something. But Sean Lawson, who is co-owner of Lawson's Finest Liquids, says the brewers invest plenty of their own money too, and the bill doesn't go far enough to recognize that investment.
I think that's what irks many small brewers, is that by simply doing business with wholesalers, you become a commodity that's tradable, and also that they've, without purchasing the rights to distribute your brand up front, that they own now a financial asset that could be sold to another distributor, or you have to pay to get out of that relationship.
Lawson says it's also disappointing that the new bill sets a cap at 50,000 barrels and that craft brewers that grow beyond that limit won't be covered by the new law. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.